It's time for Your Pet's Health, brought to you by Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital in Moorhead City. Pet Docs, your other family doctor.
And welcome to the program. Good to have you with us here today. If you'd like to call in with questions about your pet's health, you can do so now.
Call me at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Dr. Todd Royal is nursing a frog
right now. You know, he's down there somewhere, yeah.
All right. So what are we talking about today?
Well, I wanted to talk about why dogs howl.
Yeah. Now, I had a beagle. When we first got Sarah, Sarah's since passed away, but when we first got Sarah, she didn't make any noise for about probably 3 weeks, maybe longer.
Right.
And we thought, wow, we're going to luck out here. We're going to have a beagle that doesn't howl. But that didn't take too long.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, all dogs howl to some degree.
Oh.
The particulars will vary. And some dogs howl very little, you know, but there are circumstances and reasons why dogs howl. So for the most part, you can say with a pretty accurate generalization that all dogs will do this to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And now it may be that the circumstances present themselves very rarely that your particular dog wants to howl. And the howl is different, obviously, than a bark or a whimper, that sort of thing. It's just a way of communicating between dogs or within members of the pack.
Yeah, you know what is, I forget, is it 101 Dalmatians? Maybe it's that one that has the barking chain in it.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, and so I know when we had a lab, there was definitely a barking chain.
Sure,
you could
absolutely.
The dogs would start going in the evening.
Right,
and it used to be somebody had a little kennel near us, and so they would all get going.
Yeah, well, and some of the reasons why dogs will howl, one is just to let everyone know that they're alert to their environment, that they're here. You know, they maybe be stimulated by a certain sound, for example, sirens, you know, things like that, that will trigger a dog to howl. It's just their response to their environment, just kind of letting the environment know, yeah, I'm here. I know you're there.
Yeah. A friend of mine's dog howls every time a plane flies over.
Right. Exactly. Then, of course, you've got things like reasons like I'm over here. And these are things, of course, that we make conclusions based on what we think, based on pack mentality or pack behaviors. So a dog that's lost may want to signal, obviously, to its pack where it's at. The other possibility is, of course, stay away from here, that we see that a lot. Well, we see that meaning that happens a lot in the pack environment. It's a sort of a warning signal to stay away, obviously.
Yeah, if my beagle got loose and went running into the woods or something like that, she would howl, just seemed to be out of pleasure. She was having fun.
Well, very, very possible, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can also mean I'm here, you know, I'm lost type of thing. So not only is it stay away from me, but come get me.
Yeah,
come
help, right.
You know, find me.
All right, Patsy and Havelock with a question for us. Hi, Patsy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning, Dr. Todd. I hope you feel better. A long time ago when I was, not a long, long time ago, but anyway, when I was a little girl, they used to say that if a dog howled and it was near your window, that it was a sign that somebody was going to pass away.
I remember
my grandmother used to tell me that all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what kind of message she was sending you, but
yes. Yeah. And I would also like to thank you, Dr. Todd, for your laser therapy. It seems to be working on my dog.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Glad to hear that. Thanks, Patsy.
And have a blessed day.
You too.
You too.
That's an interesting wives' tale there. But
it is, and it probably has very little, I would imagine, to do with any reality as far as, you know, the connection there. Probably one of the most common reasons why people will see their pets howl or know that their pets howl will be anxiety. And we'll see this a lot with dogs that have separation anxiety.
Mine would do that.
So, and of course, it's one of those things where you may not realize it for a while because you're not there.
Yeah.
Now people like in apartments may hear from their neighbors that the dog.
Well, my wife would say that when I left.
Yes.
Then they would both. They would both start howling.
And a lot of times, it, like you say, you have a chain of barking or howling that does, you know, it's often that if one dog may not be a quote unquote howler, may not do that on a regular basis, but if one dog is, the other one will often follow suit. So that's one possibility. The other thing that's interesting is that they've actually done some studies, of course, or studies meaning observations in wolves in the pack. And what they found is that one of the more common reasons is for them to howl would be if a member of the pack is missing, which is fairly obvious. But one of the interesting things about the observations is that the closer the howler is, the closer the relationship to the wolf that is missing, the longer they howl.
So they have an emotional attachment.
It makes sense. Yeah, right, exactly. Right. So based on the type of howl, you know, the length of the howl, they may have been closer to that particular dog that's missing or whatever the case may be. So it's more than just, you know, letting out the noise necessarily as a signal. There's actually some, I don't know if you should say emotional, but there's some connection there, you know, to the strength of the howl, you might say.
Yeah. And that emotional attachment, we obviously are very attached to our pets,
sure.
But it's also in like kind. I mean, they are emotionally attached to us.
They're definitely attached to us as a member. You know, people like to say is that we're a member of their pack or that sort of thing, but, whether that's an accurate statement or not, really.
But you said all dogs actually howl to some degree?
All dogs will howl to some degree. Now, they may not have any, what's this word? They may not have any stimulation to do so. Mm-hmm. So it may be that you could go the dog's whole life and really never see it happen or even recognize that it's happening. It may be a small, almost like a whimper or, you know, but that type of vocalization, they all have the capacity and all do.
Maybe more like a cry for something.
More like a cry or a whimper type of thing. Exactly.
Do dogs actually bay at the moon?
You know, that's an interesting, probably not. Mm-hmm. You know, you get that sort of classic image of the wolf or the dog howling at the moon. Probably the moon's just there.
Yeah.
You know, the dog's howling for some other reason and the moon just happens to be there. I'm not aware of
it. It might be the light, though.
Well, sure. There are going to be varying degrees of light. Yeah. And of course, we, aren't as used to the amount of light that the moon can provide or not provide because we have artificial light, obviously. So it doesn't impact us as much, but it may impact, you know, the wild animal more, especially in a rural environment.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you would like to ask a question about your pet's health, you can call us right now.
800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
Hey, welcome back. Just following up a little bit on the howl thing. Dr. Todd Arell with us from Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital brings you your pet's health every Thursday morning. And when we talk about the howl thing, I see these ads that because you mentioned wolves too. So that draw this direct correlation between wolves in the wild and your dog.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine too, because it's a marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those ads are for foods.
Mm-hmm.
And the gist of it is, well, the wolf eats raw meat. Mm-hmm. Your dog should eat raw meat. And that's not true. Mm-hmm. Dogs are not wolves. Dogs are related to wolves. They were domesticated from that line, but they are a different species and they've been with humans for, you know, tens of thousands of years in some form or another domesticated, and they have grown accustomed to and have evolved to eat things very similar to what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
They are not they're not what's called an obligate carnivore. They can eat grains and vegetables and carbohydrates. Now their nutritional needs are certainly not the very same as ours, but they're also not the same as the wolves.
Yeah.
So, you know,
which if it didn't get protein, it wouldn't survive.
Exactly. Right. It needs protein, and you know, nutritional needs of a dog is a completely legitimate, you know, area of discussion. But I do think a lot of people will get caught up in the imagery of the wolf and assuming that their dog is, you know, the cousin of, mm-hmm. of the wolf. And it's just really not the case. They have certain characteristics that they share, obviously, and we study wolves in an mm-hmm. effort to help us understand some things about the dog. But, and so, you know, obviously the howling is one of those, but, that doesn't mean that they have the same nutritional needs by any stretch.
Yeah.
So medically they're very similar. Yes. But in terms of nutrition, not so much.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and I always found that just, you know, I understand marketing and
sure,
so
yeah, right,
it's,
right.
it's an interesting marketing ploy.
It's a little bit disingenuous, but, you know,
and there's some cultures, you know, that honor those animals in the wild, and so they think of them in different ways, and so this kind of climbing right. onto that, so.
Right? Absolutely, it's perfectly understandable. I mean, yeah, it's not as if the wolf is not a cultural icon, you know, for a number of folks. So.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else real quickly?
Just wanted to mention socialization in puppies. This comes up often, and people get confused sometimes about when they should start socializing puppies. Four to 14 weeks is the ideal time.
Okay. We'll go into that maybe some more next week.
Sure.
Okay. Again, if you want to find out about taking care of your pet, call on the folks at Pet Docs Veterinary Hospital, and you can find them online at petdocs.com. That's DOCKS, petdocs.com, and call them at 240-3885.